The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small-town barbershop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading, "My Pledge," he had written these words: "America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone." We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
That's the leadership of President Ronald Reagan on Memorial Day back in the 1980s, and you could hear it in his voice. His voice cracks when he talks about soldiers and lives lost and fighting for this country. And it's one thing we just plain do not have anymore. No one's in charge. There's no leadership. There's no love of country coming out of Washington, D.C. And the folks that do believe in this country, the folks that are patriotic, the folks that are actually doing work as public servants, we put them on this program. But it is so infuriating to me that as we celebrate, or rather remember, not celebrate, but remember Memorial Day, and lives lost, and families that had, having military folks come to the door and ring the doorbell just only to tell them the most horrific news that they will ever hear in their lives, that they've lost a loved one, a father, a mother, a son, a daughter. And how we just don't embrace that in our country. We do just the opposite. We do just the opposite. And people say, Joe, you're on the radio, and they call me like a conservative. What am I, a conservative? I'm a moderate, if anything else. I'm an independent who believes in this country and loves this country heart and soul. And I learned that through my parents. I learned that through my grandparents coming here. How are you missing that nowadays? Yet there's a generation that is just taking over the whole political system in Washington D.C. telling us, and it started, a couple presidents ago, it started telling us how bad we are. What kind of leadership is that? What kind of leadership is telling us how bad you are? What you're racist? You're a terrible country. Who runs it? Unless they want to divide us to put them in more power, and that's what's happening. That's why you got to celebrate. And then when I'm out and about, and I tell you this 1,000 times, when I'm out and about and I'm working America, whether I'm in Indiana or down in Georgia or on the West Coast, wherever I go, people are great. The United States citizens are wonderful. Not only that, I go to Italy. I've been to Japan. I've been to Peru. I've been all around the world. Humanity is nice for the most part. Humanity is nice. We always concentrate on the negative. This is why I propose to you, as we go into Memorial Day 2023, you don't let them divide us. They will try to divide us. If you feel adamant about a politician who's running, and you love Joe Biden, you know, whatever it is, just don't. You got to look beyond what that politician stands for, and you have to make sure that it's for the goodness of this country, not just for political gain. Because what is happening under this administration, in my opinion, is dividing us for their own special interests, power, and control. It's the worst that our forefathers, they warned us against that. The founding fathers warned us against that. So what's happening in Washington, you've got, who's running the insurance? You try to go to the doctor. You ever try to go to the emergency room? How crowded it is. You know who's running all of that? It's not the good doctors who have spent decades, really, literally, you know, in medical school and then graduating after, I mean, just to be a doctor, what it takes nowadays, and dealing with the rules and regulations that they put upon doctors nowadays. It's not the doctor, it's the insurance companies that run everything. They run everything. They run healthcare. They run everything. And the pharmaceuticals. They run everything as well, and we're at the whim of them, and they're bought and sold. Maybe a politician could step up and say, you know what? No more lobbying. Lobbying is illegal. How about that? How about influence peddling is illegal? How about that? And so now when you see regular politicians come in and you see a guy, and Biden's not even the politician. It's such a puppet presidency. It was so set up. I like what people say. Do you really think that really happened? Do you really think that Biden is run by some? Yeah, did he really win? Come on. We know what happened. And they talk about the elections. You're not supposed to talk about the elections. I'll tell you this once. I'll tell you 1,000 times. When people question you about the election, and again, you have to move on, clearly. I understand that. But ask them, did John Kennedy really win in 1960? Did George W. Bush really beat Al Gore? Check it with all the chads and the shenanigans down in Florida. Think about that. They always doctor our elections. And I don't. The only way we got to know is how to beat it. We have to have election transparency. I don't know how to do it, but the Democrats got it down. I'll tell you that right now, they got it down right now. But I just wish those people who are running for office just believed in this country, love this country the way you do, the way I do. I'm not feeling it. I'm just not feeling the patriotism coming out of Washington. So that's why when a guy like Donald Trump comes along and he's waving the flag and he's saying how all the things I just told you, how great the country is, then you vote for Donald Trump. That's the way. How do you not vote for Donald Trump? Explain that to me. When you have Joe Biden running, when you have Hillary Clinton running. Hillary Clinton, what she did, she should be in jail. God bless her. Nothing on. This is not a hateful speech toward Hillary. You got to put the hate aside. You got to put everything aside. We've got to join together. Whoever it is, whatever it is, we got to join together. And whether it's President Trump, whether it's Ron DeSantis, whether Vivek Ramaswamy, whoever it is, whether it's RFK Jr., I tell you what, anything but what we have now, because we have a hateful administration right now that I really honestly believe, I don't like to use the word hate, it's a strong word, but they hate this country. Or maybe they just don't, they disregard America just for their own personal wealth, their own personal, ambitions and their own personal power. So we're going to keep the fight. Now, just to run down the news before we break, it's a quarter after 8 o'clock. Ken Cuccinelli, I'll tell you what, he's a great spokesman for DeSantis. And he's going to tell you why you should vote for DeSantis. And then Miranda Devine is going to address this story that is just insanely unnerving is when and this I read earlier, is the House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says an informant filed that he's seeking from the FBI that links President Biden to a $5 million bribery scheme while he was vice president. Apparently, the FBI will not share that file. So what James Comer is doing, he's going to subpoena the FBI. Why does Comer have to subpoena the FBI? Why, if that was Donald Trump, if it was DeSantis, if it was anybody else, why are they protecting this? I'm telling you, there's a cabal that's running this country right now. You know what I was thinking, if I may? And again, this is just shooting from the hip. If you're outside the country, or if I'm on sometimes BBC, they'll say, Joe, BBC wants a hit, and they want to talk to you. I always try to be I never speak ill of the country when I'm outside the country. I think it's important that we do that. We stick together. You say that now, if someone asked me about the presidency from another country on BBC, or if I was in, as we travel around the world, I don't know that I could. I don't know that I could speak glowingly of Biden. I mean, what am I going to say? Because everybody knows it's a ruse. What are you going to say? Ah, we love Joe Biden. What do you say? You know, we're very happy in America now because we're at the precipice of a nuclear war. Inflation is like we've never seen it. My 401k has just died. You want to come? Why don't you come to the country? Because they're letting everybody in. Terrorists, Chinese spies, fentanyl. I mean, there's crime in the streets like we've never had. But yeah. No, he's doing a great job. Great. No, I don't know that I could. I hate to speak against the country. But I'm telling you what they don't understand. And what people around the country are going to have to understand, I don't think you'll ever take down America. And I'll tell you why. Because I think that number one, you and I, are rogue independents. Whether you're affiliated as a Democrat, Republican, whatever you are, we are rogue independents. And you're not going to take away our freedoms. You're just not. The American people will not allow that to happen. No one will win that war. And I hope that that China listens to everything. I hope they're hearing that. I hope Russia is hearing that right now. You know, this is something that's very, very vital. And also, maybe, and you tell me I'm wrong. Everybody wants Donald Trump in. Now we're going to hear that DeSantis should be president. Biden's saying he's going to run again. Maybe we need someone like a Virginia Governor Youngkin, who is just under the radar, just very quiet, and just kind of quietly leads the country, you know, in an under-the-radar way. And all of the sniping, all of the arguing, all of the yelling, and the upset, and the unrest, all of that, we're tired of that. We want somebody to lead us like Ronald Reagan led us. Ronald Reagan was so smart. It was under the radar. He kept Pope John Paul close. And he kept Poland close. He knew how to work Gorbachev. It was brilliant. And I believe there's people in the country that can do that. That's why I would, even with Ron DeSantis, whether it's Donald Trump, that I toned down the tenor of the attacks. We don't need it now. And it's such a vital time in our history. That's just what I'm feeling. Let me see so let me just break down these stories, if I may. What CNN hits Biden with horrible news as poll shows 66% of Americans call 2024 victory a disaster if Biden wins. All right, so you got to hear about that, right? Right? And then this is an interesting story that we talked with Colonel Jacobs, looking at the clock here before we break. China blows up Navy's largest warship. They simulated that. China did that. A little warning sign, I would say, you know? And This is another vital story. 50 blue state mayors call for offshore wind moratorium amid whale and dolphin deaths. Praise the Lord. So Paul Kenitra, mayor of Point Pleasant Beach, will join us, and we're going to talk about that. Saving the whales. What's going on down the shore? And, of course, this story, Ed Ames died. Ed Ames is the guy. He was a TV, 95 years old, rest in peace, had a long career, but he was the guy that was on the Johnny Carson show when he threw the axe at the, because he was doing, I guess, Joe Sebelia.
He was on Daniel Boone. He played Mingo, the Native American.
And he threw the axe, and it hit the human cutout of a cowboy in a very precarious place. And Johnny Carson, boy, did he run with that.
It's a great way to put it. And he was also in my favorite episode of Murder, She Wrote with... Who was in that? Piper Laurie was in it. Joey Bishop.
Joe, you're unbelievable.
Great episode.
An esoteric show business with Joe Sebelia. Rest in peace, Ed Ames. There you go. Debbie's out there on the roads. Hi, Deb. How we doing? How we doing this morning?
Oh, we've got some issues at the George Washington Bridge right now, Joe. It looks like emergency construction is still out there on that upper level. It's about 75 minutes into the upper level of the George Washington Bridge. Lower level, about an hour. Lincoln Tunnel looks okay. If you can scoot down to the Lincoln, that's what you can do. Over at the Holland, about 15. Watch for delays on the Belt Parkway, Joe. Belt Parkway eastbound by Cross Bay Boulevard. An accident westbound slowing down with emergency activity there as well. Northern State West, late running construction out by Deer Park Avenue. And we're seeing delays up on 84 East, exit 44 into Fishkill. Accident with the jackknife tractor trailer into the grass. Delays back out toward the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. And 24 West at 9A and Summit. It's an accident involving a dump truck over there. Looks like we're seeing heavy traffic through that spot as well. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience a smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Relief Factor is it. Debbie Duhame, thank you. I tell you about Anne Marie. I tell you, 2 days out of pain. That's what she's saying. Me, 5 days out of pain. I tell you, when, remember I was down at the Friars Club, that event at the Friars Club, and that gal saying, and it was the husband, said, Joe, she loves Relief Factor, pointing to his wife. And she goes, yes, I'm a runner, and I run, and I take Relief Factor. I'm out of pain. Philadelphia, a gal walked over to me at an event to fill it for the LaGuardia Academy. And she goes, Joe, I got to tell you, my husband and I, we're taking Relief Factor. It works. Incredible. 7 days, we're out of pain as well. 5 days for me. Give yourself 3 weeks. We have the quick start for you. It's called the quick start from Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Check out all the ingredients. You're going to love 100% drug-free, I think, Relief Factor. Or call 800, the number 4, the word relief, 800-4-RELIEF, 1995 will tell you if you can get you out of pain with that 3-week quick start. You owe that to yourself, to your kids, and to your grandkids. 800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka says we have the proof.
The John Durham report into the Russia collusion hoax. It may not lead to any prosecutions, at least not in the next 18 months here in America, for obvious reasons. But it is proof that we have a political police force and a politicized intelligence community, including the CIA and the NSA.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I shouldn't be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Well, when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty, who was there for them or the families left behind, who's helping our homeless veterans and our nation to never forget 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's in-line-of-duty programs are comprised of its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Veteran Homelessness programs, all of which are dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engages people in 9/11 remembrance across America. And our Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating children in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. You know, more than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of the country's greatest heroes, please. Donate $11 a month. It's all we ask. To Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And God bless you for always being there for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
We aren't mainstream news. We are the truth. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio. I'm going to jump on Neil Cavuto's show. I guess it's around noon in the 12 to 2 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about Taylor Swift. And what did Governor Murphy do, Albert? You said he named the Taylor Ham thing after Taylor Swift. Is that what happened?
A proclamation yesterday saying that the Taylor Ham Egg and Cheese sandwich is now the Taylor Swift sandwich. And then somebody said that the governor needed to comb his hair or get a haircut on the video. and realistically, he does need a haircut.
Well, I'm saying right here, I'm looking at the story now.
And meanwhile, the South Jersey was screaming because they'd call it pork roll, and they wouldn't want to refer to Taylor Swift as being porky. So,
yeah. Can anybody get me tickets in the meantime?
No. No, they can't. You want to stay well away from MetLife Stadium this weekend, please.
I know.
You're going to make somebody's mortgage payment if you buy those tickets.
I know. Everybody's saying that. I know. What are you doing? All right, we'll deal with it. But me, Mr. Guilt Daddy, you know. Sure, Taylor Swift, how much? Sure, absolutely. Ken Cuccinelli's a Jersey boy, former Virginia Attorney General, acting Deputy Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security in the Trump administration, founder of the Never Back Down Pact. Hey, Ken, welcome back to the show. General, great to have you with us always. How are you?
Good to be better than America, Joe. You know, when I think Jersey and music, I don't think Taylor Swift.
you know, I'm telling you, I got to tell you, though, Ken, if I may, as an aside, it's like we think Bruce Springsteen, Bon Jovi. You think of, Queen Latifah or all the great groups. However, she sold out Taylor Swift three shows at MetLife Stadium. Huh?
She is a human entertainment steamroller when she shows up.
I'm telling you. But you don't have any connections, do you, MetLife, Ken, by chance, to get me some tickets?
Are you kidding? I'm on their wanted posters.
Yeah, me too. I can't go.
See the spiral thing, give them secondary screen.
That's so funny. I'm the same way.
You start snapping on the little plastic gloves.
I know. Yeah. It's like, look, yeah. hey, Ken, you know, I got to tell you, I know that you're in for Ron DeSantis, and we'll talk about that. But I got to tell you, though, and I speak to you honestly, and as you listen, I always say, give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking. You know, Ken was in the Trump administration. I know Donald Trump 40 years. I can't be objective when I tell you my affection and respect for President Trump. You know, I've known him so long, and I thought he did a great job as president. But we like to open the airwaves. It's called objectivity. It's calling hearing the other side a little bit. But you as a spokesperson or just the way you speak about Ron DeSantis, you know, they should put you in the air. I think you should have been on Twitter the other day, man, because you do it in such a succinct way. It was so well done. And I'm listening, and I wanted Ron to – listen, we got to take back the White House. I wanted DeSantis to do good. I wanted him to do good. They should have put Ken Cuccinelli up there. But I guess it worked out okay in the long run in the fact that maybe you garnered a whole audience on Twitter. I'm saying that you
were as Elon Musk said, biggest story on planet Earth for the day.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, and he was right. Yeah. He was right. It's every once in a while Elon gets these He does well in writing, I think.
Yeah. But you don't know. I'm geeky enough. I follow this. So I said, I want to see what's going on. So I said, what is this space thing on Twitter? Well, I find it. And then me being a radio geek and loving what we're doing here at Ken Cuccinelli. Right. And then I'm listening. And DeSantis sounded great in that interview. He was great in that interview. If you listen to the interview, it was, and people were tweeting me, it was a good interview. But then, of course, everybody likes to sensationalize it. But give us, those of us who have voted for Donald Trump twice, you know, and have such respect, I know, for President Trump.
That didn't work for him.
Yeah. So why should we vote for Ron DeSantis? And how do you think this will play out?
You know, I have sort of a head start on the average voter because I have the same kind of feelings backwards looking about Trump that everybody else has, plus some. I enjoyed how what you see in private is what you saw in public, and that is good and bad. You know, he made good decisions, but the preparation and the follow through could often be really, really bad. We left a lot on the table, Joe. We could have done so much more. And frankly, his own White House, people he picked, which sounds funny because, of course, he asked me to come in. But every fourth person he picked was randomly against his own agenda. And he didn't fire them. He just complained about them. And he let them block his agenda. And that doesn't happen in Florida. I mean, DeSantis doesn't hire people because they like him. He hires people because they like the agenda and they're about getting the agenda done. And when I made my decision, it wasn't because I like or dislike Donald Trump. I like him. Mm-hmm. It wasn't because I like or dislike DeSantis. I like him, but I don't know him as well. It's because with all the data I have, and I have a lot more than most people because I got to work in the Trump administration as long as I did. My decision was really what is best for America. That's what this is about. This isn't about the men. It's about our country. And I'm capable, and I've had a 6-month head start. People kind of have to have this emotional separation a little bit from the idea of sticking with Trump. If you really want what's best for America, I don't think this is a hard call. I really don't. If you look at what DeSantis has done in Florida, he's got, and you know this well, he has 4 of the biggest media markets in the country, and they've been in his grill for 5 years.
He
made a mistake. This guy is a fighter. He never backs down. He's taking on fights that some of us thought were unwinnable, like with higher ed. Honestly, as a longtime conservative, I kind of thought public higher ed was sort of gone, you know, and he has proven you can take back that territory, and he gets attacked brutally for it. And he shrugs his shoulders. He just shrugs it off. When he went the other way on COVID, he defied President Trump. He opened Florida up. He gave businesses their choice of how they wanted to proceed. He gave individuals their choices, and he put kids back in school. They don't have learning loss for their children in Florida. But remember how viciously he was attacked by everybody, including Republicans, by the way. It wasn't just President Trump. It was other Republican governors. The entire media universe came down on his head, all the, quote, experts. And he made his own decision based on the data, and he knew the political risk he was taking. Look, I know what that's like, Joe. I helped a double sex offender get exonerated. And the prosecutors in my attorney general's office are like, are you out of your mind? And I said, I've decided this guy is innocent, and if I'm wrong, I will pay a price, and I'm willing to pay that price. That was one decision. It was one man. It was one of the best legal decisions I ever made. But DeSantis has done stuff like that over and over where his butt was on the line, Joe, and he didn't care, because what he cared about was making the lives of the people of Florida better. And that's the kind of leadership we need for America. And I'm just sorry to say that isn't how Trump calculated. It just wasn't.
Yeah, and I know that Ron DeSantis seems to appreciate that Donald Trump blazed the path for him in many ways in Florida. Oh, you know what's so funny, Ken? What put the nail in my coffin in in Hollywood was not that I was ever on the A list or the B list, not even the wait list, man. You know, but I said, listen. So I go out and I went.
Go left at Saturday Night Live. Stop being funny.
Well, thanks,
that's
man.
Simple.
No, listen. So I go out and I campaign for the Trump campaign. For Donald. I know Donald 100 years. He was always nice to me. We always had fun. But I went down to Florida to campaign. And where did we go for Trump? Puerto Rican American communities, Cuban American communities. They loved, idolized Donald Trump. And I know that Ron DeSantis, that carried over to DeSantis, so I appreciate that. So let me go here, if I may. So DeSantis,
did not carry over. Look, you need to compare 2018 to 2022. Ron DeSantis won 60% of the Hispanic vote in his reelect with these policies I'm talking about. Going after the woke mob, schools, corporations, higher ed, cutting taxes, pro-life legislation that he was completely unapologetic about. The president attacks him for that now. And, and he won 60% of the Hispanic vote. Donald Trump didn't do that for Ron DeSantis. Donald Trump helped Ron DeSantis in 2018. He also created a style that opened the door for people like Ron who helped found the Freedom Caucus. He was one of the 9 congressmen who did that. That looks pretty good in the rearview mirror, doesn't it? And he could be more of a public fighter. And Ron DeSantis took advantage of that in the sense of, look, the political landscape has changed. Donald Trump helped make this change happen. And now what do we do with it? And look, I appreciate, I don't denigrate what Trump has done to change politics, generally speaking, and I certainly liked his policies. But this is about the future, not the past. And DeSantis is better on the policies. He just is, like COVID, for example, life, other things, and he does it better. He is a better leader of government than Trump was.
Well, he insinuated that DeSantis did, that he would pardon people wrongly accused, including some folks locked up for January 6th and a president known as President Donald J. Trump. So would DeSantis do that? Would he pardon Trump through all these fiascos that they're putting him through now?
Joe, one of the things about leading a super PAC is I don't get to talk to the candidate. Well, not on substance. We can talk about scheduling, but so I don't speak for the governor. I pay very close attention to the governor and I know his record well, but I can't take a new policy position. You are right. In an interview, he alluded to all of those things. I think we'll hear those more fleshed out later. I think it might be a little awkward to say, I would pardon Donald Trump. As much as those of us who like Donald Trump might like to hear that, the reality of the Trump machine is they'll attack him whichever way he goes on things like that. They just will. I mean, they've been doing nothing but attack for 6 months. It's clear Donald Trump knows that Ron DeSantis is his main competition.
But and just moving on, and we got to let you go, Ken. We appreciate you jumping on. And a great conversation, by the way.
Get back to Taylor Swift.
Get the tickets for Taylor.
America.
Please. So they're going after – this is the thing that's upsetting to me, are leaving Donald Trump out of it for a second. It's like they go after – now the woke, the socialists, the Marxists, whatever you want to call them, they're going after they're lying about DeSantis, and that narrative is slipping out to the way, way far left, and it's wrong about now DeSantis is racist. That's my personal favorite, you know. Oh, now he doesn't like gays because I guess they haven't been to Key West, Florida. I guess now they're going after DeSantis about
all
these
Facebook pages, right?
If I may, as a father of 5 children, pornography and books should not be handed out to elementary school children. It's just a thought, Ken. It's just a thought.
Greatest press troll of all time. You know, they're attacking DeSantis for what they called book banning. which so yeah. He shows up at a press conference to deal with the issue, starts showing the books.
Yeah, yeah.
They cut their video feed because it's inappropriate to show on their networks. And he said, oh, but it's okay to put in a library for kindergartners, for sixth graders, you know, how to homosexual sex with pictures. Are you kidding me? That's DeSantis is fighting for our children in ways that the establishment Republicans and Donald Trump will, they find it icky. They find it icky, Joe, so they won't get anywhere near it. And so that's tantamount to surrender.
All right.
And Trump is on Disney's side, but DeSantis never backs down.
Yeah, all right, Ken, thank you, man. We'll talk soon. And regards from Jersey from the Taylor Swift concert. We'll be thinking about you, man. All right.
Good luck getting tickets, buddy.
Thank you, General. Thank you, sir. Ken Cuccinelli, don't forget, Virginia Attorney General and also the Acting Deputy Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security under the Donald J. Trump administration. So, again, everybody gets so mad when you go up against your candidate, whether it's the people get mad at me because I voted for Trump or if I say something nice about DeSantis, and the Biden people get mad at me because I'm not a Democrat anymore. Everybody relax, please. We've got to just all join together on this more than ever to achieve what we got to achieve. All right, Miranda Devine's got a lot to talk about. You're not going to believe what Miranda's going to get into. General Keith Kellogg on the show as well. 8:40 right now in the morning on AM 970 The Answer. Al's in the newsroom on AM 970 TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
58 degrees at 8:41. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Folks are getting away for what's expected to be a busy travel holiday weekend to mark the unofficial start to summer. AAA predicting a 7% increase in folks traveling 50 miles or more from home compared to this time last year. New York City, one of the top Memorial Day weekend travel destinations. Experts say heaviest traffic will be from 3 to 6 p.m. this evening. Late afternoon on Memorial Day, AAA expects to respond to 15,000 broken down vehicles in New York State over the next few days, 13,000 breakdowns in New Jersey. Atlantic City casino workers continue their push to close the casino smoking loophole. Advocates calling on lawmakers to hold a vote on legislation that would ban smoking in casinos and protect workers' health, saying 70% of the New Jersey legislature has co-sponsored the bills. Casinos banned smoking because of the pandemic, but allowed it to return once coronavirus-related restrictions eased. Smoking is currently allowed on a quarter of the casino floor, but workers say it doesn't stop the smoke from spreading. In sports, Orioles claim the rubber match in their series against the Yankees, beating them 3-1. Mets crushed the Cubs in the series finale by the final of 10-1. And this sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for today and tomorrow. Metered parking rules in effect. Let's see what's happening at the inbound George Washington Bridge upper level. They're doing emergency construction. Still a tough ride here to the inbound George upper, about 30 minutes in. Lincoln Tunnel is fine. And if you're heading to the Holland Tunnel, very late this morning as well. Some issues over on 84 East exit 44 into Fishkill. Accident involving a jackknife tractor trailer. That one's on the shoulder. Over on the eastbound belt, you're slowing down into Cross Bay Boulevard with a collision. Westbound belt heavy into Cross Bay Boulevard with emergency activity. 24 West getting up toward exit 9A and Summit. Accident involving a dump truck. And remember, LIRR Metro North and New Jersey Transit extra services afternoon for the Memorial Day getaway weekend. Checking in on the forecast. Partly cloudy today, high of 74. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Off clean feel, so I can accessorize with studs and not with mosquitoes. I can wear my classic white crop and flag panel jeans and know that I'm covered with 8 hours of not sticky, fragrance-free protection. Get your pre-party protection on with Off Clean Feel. SC Johnson.
Hey, you know, I want to talk to you about a serious subject for a second, if I may. Cancer, when you get that personal news or that of a loved one, your life is turned upside down. You're facing decisions and weighing all the options. Please consider the choices offered by Dr. Gil Lederman. Dr. Lederman's credentials are impeccable. He is New York's only Harvard-trained, triple-board-certified radiation oncologist, the first to bring body radio surgery to America. Dr. Lederman will discuss all options for you or your loved ones, from surgery, traditional radiation, chemo, combo treatments, no treatments, and, of course, targeted radio surgery. Radio surgery is non-invasive. highly successful. It involves no cutting or bleeding, very little, if any, normal tissue is exposed to the radiation, leading to a healthy quality of life. Therapy is performed on an outpatient basis. Radiosurgery New York is conveniently located in Manhattan at 1384 Broadway at 38th Street. Most insurances, Medicare and Medicaid, are accepted. Call Dr. Lederman for an appointment at 212-CHOICES. That's 212-CHOICES.
Folks, there's one man that every mover and shaker goes to for advice on running your government and their businesses. And now we have him, just for you, right here. We're proud to bring you the Catman, John Catsimatidis, every weekday evening at 5. Catch him if you can, here on AM 970, The Answer.
A Climate Change with Matt Matern explores all angles of fighting climate change and helping our environment. Matt also explores changing the climate of our political dialogue and helping to unite and heal this nation. A Climate Change is a one-hour talk-focused show hosted by Matt Matern, a highly experienced employment and environmental attorney who talks issues with today's top authors and influential personalities. Sunday nights at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
Let me tell you about Mike Lindell and MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one free. You have a 60-day money-back guarantee from Mike. All right? Made in America, 10-year warranty. Really, you got to try this new fabric technology that Mike found out that hey, they know the core body temperature plays a big role in how well you sleep. I'll tell you what. Like last night, I slept through the whole night on my what? My MyPillow 2.0. How did Mike Lindell make the MyPillow better? He came up with the 2.0, I'm telling you. And you buy one, you get one free now. I'm telling you. How did my cousin Paulie Pillow, we call him Paulie Pillow. He's all over this. He knows. You go to MyPillow.com. You use the promo code JOEP. You can call 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Do not miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on the new MyPillow 2.0. You're not going to believe how great this pillow is from Mike Lindell and MyPillow. 800-651-0798. MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe P.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
The Arthur Idala Power Hour. Coming up tonight at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I'm so proud to bring Miranda Devine to the airwaves. Columnist for the New York Post. Author of Laptop from Hell. Always with vital information. Always doing investigative journalism like nobody else. This girl should have a Pulitzer Prize easy. Miranda, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us always.
Thanks, Joe. Great to be with you.
Well, give us a breakdown of what's happening with this new piece that I see that you've written about Comer and about the FBI. Can we go there before we go into your article about what's going on? How the FBI is not giving the oversight committee the information that they're asking for. This is actually happening in America, Miranda.
It really is a scandal. It's shocking, and I guess. This is the place we're at now, where the premier law enforcement body is defying a subpoena from Congress to hand over these documents that apparently allege, according to James Comer, the head of the House Oversight Committee, claimed that Joe Biden was linked to a $5 million bribery scheme while he was vice president. Now, of course, we know from the Hunter Biden laptop and Tony Bobulinski that his family was involved in this influence peddling scheme and that Joe Biden was involved in it. And it involved tens of millions of dollars coming from China and Ukraine and Russia and so on. But this is supposedly an actual interview with a confidential source in June of 2020. And the FBI interviewed this person, opened a file, and a whistleblower has come forward and told the Republicans in Congress that this exists. And the FBI was subpoenaed 2 weeks ago, and Christopher Wray is refusing to hand over the document. And even, you know, if there's something super confidential about it, they could give them, as they have done before, give the Congress people a private briefing. He's done nothing. He's just stonewalling. And so J. James Comer has now had to go to the next stage and is threatening Christopher Wray and the FBI with bringing contempt charges.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's $5 million. 10% of the big guy, I guess, right? And, and you told us in Laptop from Hell we knew about this. How so? And again, you know, I was thinking, I said earlier this morning, Miranda Devine, I said, what if the Republicans did not win the House? We would never hear about this, would we?
No, we wouldn't. And look, this is just an allegation, remember, from a whistleblower. So we don't really know if this document really is, you know, credible enough to be the smoking gun. All it is at the moment is an allegation. And so that's what James Comer and the Oversight Committee wants to find out. And they have been extremely cautious, extremely careful with what they've done. They are just following the money at the moment. They're going through the very laborious process of subpoenaing banks and getting bank statements. And, you know, the banks are reluctant because Hunter Biden's very expensive lawyers, the best lawyers you can buy, have been menacing them with letters and saying, you know, don't cooperate and you'll be in trouble. And so it's James Comer and his oversight committee battling the best lawyers that America can buy. It's very hard. And I don't think that James Comer and Chuck Grassley also are playing games or exaggerating what they have. They just are trying to get to the bottom of this for the American people, because Joe Biden is the president. Is he compromised? And he wants to run for president again. So there's just no excuse for the FBI to keep covering. But, you know, they have been the cover-up of the Biden corruption scandal by the FBI and the CIA and the DOJ is so scandalous. It is a bigger story than the original story of corruption.
And why we love you, Miranda Devine, is because you reveal these things in the Post in such a great way. And you wrote the book, A Laptop from Hell. Well, but what was very unsettling, that the mainstream media doesn't at least say, you know, there's a dichotomy. You know, there's a double standard. Look what they're doing to Donald Trump with nothing. They're going after Trump on nothing, on nothing. And I don't care whether you like Trump or you don't like Trump. It could be any of us. It's so bogus and insane what they're doing to Donald Trump. Half the thing. And Hunter Biden, did he or did he not hop on a private plane to go down and fight? Well, I shouldn't be paying that much in child support, but I'm on a private plane with the lawyers you just talked about that cost a fortune, and we want to cut back on child support. Who are these people? Yeah, and who are the people protecting these people, Miranda?
Well, very good questions. And look, what you say about Donald Trump is absolutely right. The DOJ has been weaponized against Donald Trump, and as well as various Democrat states, you know, district attorneys and attorneys general. I mean, I think there are something like five legal cases against him. That costs a fortune, just apart from the time waste and the stress and the reputational harm. It costs millions of dollars to mount a defense of these kind of spurious cases. And, you know, there's a trial date being set by Alvin Bragg for, I think it's March next year, right in the middle of the primary.
Yep, look at that.
Bogus Stormy Daniels story. And, you know, that's just the first of many. So it's going to be a rolling case. But you know what they'll do? They will wait until Donald Trump has the nomination, if he gets it, to do their worst. And they'll hold back, and then as soon as he has the Republican nomination, they will come at him with everything they have to damage him and weaken him. And, you know, the stupidity of it is that that they just strengthen him.
That's
because
right.
Even people who were wavering about Donald Trump could not sit on the sidelines when these legal attacks started to come. Because, you know, as he keeps on saying, if it's not him, it's you, it's
that's
us.
That's right.
And he hits them to come to us.
And the more they go after him, the more they can assure that he will win the presidency. Miranda Devine, we're going to retweet your article, How Google Manipulates Search to Favor Liberals and Tip Elections. Miranda, great chat always. Have a great Memorial Day, remembering those lost fighting for our freedoms. And thanks for your fight, Miranda Devine. Please come back anytime.
You too, Joe. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Debbie's on the roads, 854 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Joe. As you head to the inbound George Washington Bridge upper level mid-span, they're still doing emergency construction, but down to a 30-minute delay. 84 eastbound, exit 44 into Fishkill, Jackknife tractor trailer. Eastbound Belt, a tough ride across Bay Boulevard with an accident. 24 west and Summit, an accident involving a dump truck. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, go experience the smart way to service your Toyota.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a physician, and I'm 74 years old, and I still see patients every day. And they ask me, what are you taking? And so I tell them, taking Balance of Nature. And they go, oh, yeah, I've heard about that. And I tell them, call this number, and I said, they'll take care of you after that. You know, I really think that it works well for people to have fruits and vegetables. Stuff works great. I feel great when I'm taking it.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code ANSWER.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg Floyd welcomes New York State Governor Kathy Hochul. The governor details plans for free bus service in New York City. Listen to Reaching Out with Greg Floyd this Saturday, 2:30 p.m., with an encore presentation at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Take your investment knowledge to new heights this year on the 2023 Eagle Financial Publications Cruise. Join us along with The Money Show on a luxury voyage to the Caribbean and learn from top financial experts like George Gilder and Mark Skousen through workshops and seminars. Relax and refresh, all while discussing investment strategies with like-minded individuals. Secure your spot today at eaglefinancialcruise.com. That's eaglefinancialcruise.com. Eagle Financial is a division of Salem Media Group.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Let me tell you about Mike Connors, if I may. Connors and Sullivan. I'm going to give you the number in a second. You can go to connorsandsullivan.com. In the meantime, you could attend Connors and Sullivan free a seminar and have all your questions answered by Mr. Mike Connors himself. Monday, June 19th, Buckley's Restaurant, Avenue S in Sheepshead Bay in Brooklyn, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Look at this. Tuesday, June 20th, okay? DeLuca's Trattoria, 616 Forest Avenue. That's on Staten Island, 11 and 3 p.m. And Wednesday, June 21st, Greenhouse Cafe, 3rd Avenue in Brooklyn, 3 p.m., 7 p.m. Two shows. This Mike is so dedicated to this. Thursday, June 22nd, Connolly's Corner and in Maspeth. Friday, June 23rd, the Adria Hotel. If you can't make any of the free seminars, call Connors and Sullivan, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. Hey, Jeff Nordine, how are we doing weather-wise for the weekend?
Doing just fine. Multiple days of sunshine and temperatures will be rising gradually in the low to mid-70s to near 80 on Memorial Day, Joe. Have a great weekend.
Sounds good. You too. Have a wonderful Memorial Day, remembering, again, lives lost for the freedoms of the United States of America. Mike Davis is going to join us, founder of the Article 3 Project. General Keith Kellogg, we're going to commemorate Memorial Day, and General Kellogg will chat about that. Paul Kenitra, mayor of Point Pleasant Beach. I love this because we've been all over this. Whales are dying on the Jersey Shore. Dolphins are washing up. Well, apparently there's a moratorium on the offshore wind situation. We'll get into it. We're coming right back. Don't go away with Joe on the radio.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.